This is VOA News. I'm Lori London. People across the United States weighed in on the gut-wrenching Senate Judiciary Committee hearing on Thursday for Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh. AP correspondent Tim McGuire reports.
Millions watched as the Senate Judiciary Committee heard first from Christine Blasey Ford and then Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh. She's saying she is 100% certain he sexually assaulted her as teenagers, while he says he's 100% certain of his innocence.
We just don't know what happened, and I don't think we're ever going to.
To hear her say, you know, I wasn't going to say anything until I absolutely knew that he was a real candidate, because she didn't want to bring that sort of attention to herself, I think is the exact sort of sentiment that a lot of people have felt.
University of Minnesota law professor Sharon Sandeen says guilt or innocence aside, Kavanaugh should have dropped out.
If you're going to be appointed to the U.S. Supreme Court, you have to be above reproach.
I'm Tim McGuire.
Israel is accusing Iran of hiding secret atomic facilities. AP correspondent Warren Levinson has more.
Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu claimed at the UN General Assembly Israeli surveillance has found evidence Iran continues to pursue a nuclear weapon despite a promise not to do so. He brought photos.
Let me show you exactly what the secret atomic warehouse looks like.
Netanyahu effusively praised the U.S. administration for pulling out of the Iran nuclear deal, saying it's cost Iran dearly economically. He said Israel will move against Iran in Syria, Lebanon, and Iraq, and he claimed Israel has bonded with its Arab neighbors over their mutual fear of Iranian aggression. Warren Levinson, New York.
President Donald Trump postponed Thursday's planned meeting with Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein until next week due to Kavanaugh's hearing. Trump had expected to meet with Rosenstein, who oversees the probe into alleged Russian meddling in the 2016 U.S. presidential campaign, to discuss a news report that had suggested he'd secretly